Next patient is Alyssa LaFrance, ELISSA, Alyssa. ELISSA, LaFrance, LAFRANCE, LaFrance. Date of birth is 7/31/47, date of visit 8/21/25. Please make a copy for Dr. Yu Ho Wong, U-Y-U, Ho-H-O. Wong, W-O-N-G, Yu Ho Wong. Next paragraph, dear you, thank you for sending Alyssa LaFrance for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is history of COPD and chronic respiratory failure, period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 78-year-old female who was recently admitted to Advent Hospital with acute hypercapnic hypoxemic respiratory failure due to COPD and exacerbation, has been on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, which she uses at night. The patient has a long-standing history of smoking and had quit smoking this past year and has been coughing up some thick whitish mucus. She has no fever, chills, night sweats of hemoptysis, but does have some leg swelling and no calf muscle pains. She has gained weight over the past year. Next paragraph for past history, the patient's past history. Includes history of COPD with emphysema, history of hyper, let's see, history of hyperlipidemia. She has allergic rhinitis and has history of depression. And has chronic hypoxemic hypercapnic respiratory failure. Next, let's see. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day. 40 years. Quit last year. Drinks alcohol moderately. Next. Family history. Both parents died at an elderly age. Mother had dementia. I'm sorry, father had dementia. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next. System review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has reflux and no abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting. She has anxiety attacks. She has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And she has no cataracts or glaucoma. No vertigo, hoarseness. And she has urinary frequency, no flank pains. And has asthmatic attacks. Next, med list. Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day. Cardizem 240 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Sertraline 50 milligrams daily. Nebulized Duanep solution TID. And Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly. Next, paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse 78. I'm sorry, pulse is 102, respiration is 20. Temperature 97.5, weight is 170, saturation 90, 94. HENT enormous phallic. Pupils are reactive, tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. diminished bad sounds of the periphery with visa scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Heart the absence of irregular sonorous to no murmur. Abdomen itself, protuberant, no mass, no venomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+. No gross motor deficits, cranial has grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is chronic hypoxemic hypercapnic respiratory failure. And number 3, history of depression. And next line, plan. The patient has been advised to continue with the O2 at 2 liters at night and PRN daytime. She will use a nebulizer with Duonep solution 3 times daily. And Trelegy up to 100 micrograms, 1 puff daily. Simvastatin 40 milligrams daily. So advised to go for pulmonary rehab and lose weight. Also advised to get a flu vaccine this season. And copy of her recent labs will be requested. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. A CT chest done on H/5/25 was reviewed, which shows no pulmonary emboli and mild vascular congestion with emphysematous changes and fibrotic changes in the right middle lobe and lingual period. The patient will come for follow-up in 3 to 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Yu Ho Wong. Yu Ho H O Wong W O N G. U is Y U.